This one is funny because it's a security guide, but the actual argument is product-shaped. Your app no longer does only what the code says.
Yeah, and that's the part I buy. The article's strongest move is saying agent behavior emerges from model, prompt, retrieved context, user input, and tool access. Once that's true, classic AppSec inventory is incomplete by definition.
Right. And that changes who has to care. Not just security teams doing scans, but whoever quietly wired an MCP server into a workflow at 2 a.m. and called it a helper.
Oh, interesting.
My week's been very one more framework says it solves everything, so I was ready to be annoyed. But this is mostly a checklist for grown-ups, which I respect.
Mm-hmm. Same. Also, this is one of those weeks where I appreciate boring documents. We've been doing this since November, and I still get surprised by how often the useful thing is just, do you know what you deployed?
That is such an exploring next sentence. But yes.
The evidence they use is pretty concrete. Prompt injection arrives through retrieved data, not code. Over-permissioned agents can do damage without any exploited software bug. Deprecated models can keep serving after patch support ends. And poisoned tool descriptions on an MCP server can steer behavior without touching the app binary.
Right, right.
Those examples all point at the same mechanism. Authority is smeared across assets that old pipelines barely track.
The 5-layer map is useful for that. Interaction, agent, integration, model, code. I don't think it's some eternal taxonomy, but as a forcing function for teams to stop pretending the only surface is source code, it's good.
Sure. Yeah, my net is exactly that. It's a map, not a theory. Some of those layers overlap a lot. Tool descriptions live in integration, but the effect shows up at the agent layer. Retrieved context is interaction, but the blast radius depends on permissions. Fine. Real systems are messy.
And honestly, I'd rather have a slightly messy map than no map. The practical bit I liked was the discovery section. Hunt shadow agents, unregistered MCP servers, and embedded AI frameworks. Scan repos, watch egress to model endpoints, audit service accounts and keys, make registration cheap, then keep doing it, because point-in-time discovery rots immediately.
Exactly. That part lines up with where we've kept landing on this stuff. The boring controls win, every MCP server needs an owner, access scope and review. That's not glamour. That's just how you avoid the 100 brilliant agents, one shared folder version of security.
Okay, that's good. No, but really, a lot of teams want the red team theater before they can answer who owns the server, where the prompt lives, what credentials it has, and when anyone last reviewed it. Their AI bomb extension is actually nice there. Identity, model dependency, autonomy level, tool permissions, credential scope, data reach, endpoints, prompt location, last review.
The triage section is maybe the most technically sane part. In reach, prioritize triage. And the rule that automated closures need evidence trails is the correct line. If the system can't show why something is a false positive, it goes to a human. Good. Keep that.
Yeah. That changes something practical for teams already drowning in findings. Not everybody needs a grand agent security program. But if you're shipping tool use into production, that automation line is real. Reachability and well-understood classes can be machine-handled with sampling. Novel behaviors and risk acceptance stay human.
I also liked that they didn't pretend prompt hardening alone saves you. They explicitly say strict permissions beat prompt instructions. That's just true. If the tool isn't reachable, the assistant doesn't need a moral lecture about not using it.
Stop it. You're making access control sound romantic.
Oh, come on.
I mean, for one brief terrible second, I imagined a candlelit admin console. This is why nobody should let us have episode numbers in the 800s.
That's genuinely funny. On the runtime piece, I'm cautiously positive. Inbound guardrails for prompt injection and jailbreaks, outbound for credentials, PII, proprietary code, policy violations. Fine. And they give two deployment shapes, an in-app Python SDK or a Docker API server. But guardrails are filters, not proof of safety.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. If somebody reads this as "buy guardrails done," then the guide breaks. If they read it as "you need inventory, boundaries, scoped creds, human approval on dangerous tools, plus runtime checks," then it's useful.
Masonry, that's the actual audience. Teams with agents or MCP already in codebases faster than governance can track. For them, this probably does change Monday morning behavior. For everyone else, ask me in 6 months.
Yeah, fair. Keep the map loose, keep the permissions tight, and maybe don't let your mystery MCP server run the office. That's enough Wednesday for me, Air.